This is the TLDR podcast for long-term care, where we offer objective deep dives into complex white papers, claims, and ideas, distilling them into information you can use. I'm Ben.
And I'm Melissa. In this episode, we're looking at Via Cura Therapy software. Let's turn their TLDR white paper into useful information.
So this white paper about Via Cura, right? Long-term care and therapy software, kind of heavy stuff, but I get the feeling you're not just skimming the surface. You want to dive deep, see if this Via Cura thing is the real deal or just another shiny tech gimmick, am I right?
It's definitely a field that's, well, begging for a shakeup, wouldn't you say? And this white paper, it doesn't shy away from the tough stuff, does it?
Yeah.
Documentation nightmares, compliance headaches, systems that feel like they're stuck in the dark ages. It's no wonder therapists are feeling the strain.
Yeah, no kidding. Handcuffed is how they put it. That's how these outdated systems are impacting providers.
Yeah.
But for me, it's the ripple effect on patients that really hits home.
Oh, absolutely. That's where it becomes more than just a tech headache, isn't it? When therapists are drowning in paperwork, battling clunky software,
yeah.
It's the patients who end up shortchanged, less one-on-one time, higher risk of burnout, potential for errors. It's a slippery slope.
And they're calling it a systemic issue within the industry, not just a few isolated cases.
Right. And that's a key takeaway here, wouldn't you say? We're not talking about a few frustrated therapists. We're talking about a widespread issue impacting patient care on a much larger scale. And that's where these solutions, like Via Cura, they're generating a lot of buzz. They're claiming to be more than just a quick fix. They're talking about a complete paradigm shift.
Okay, color me intrigued. But I've got to admit, I'm a little skeptical too. You know, we've all seen tech companies overpromise and underdeliver.
Yeah.
So let's break down exactly what Via Cura is offering before we get ahead of ourselves.
Well, they don't lack confidence, that's for sure. One thing that really caught my eye was their claim about the learning curve. They say you can master their interface in a day.
I know, right? One day. I almost choked on my coffee when I read that. In an industry that's, well, known for its clunky software, that's a pretty bold statement.
It is. And if they can actually deliver on that, that could be a game changer. Think about it. Less time on training, more time with patients, potentially a faster return on investment for providers. It's a win-win.
And it's not just about saving time, though, is it? Mm-hmm. A truly intuitive system that could mean fewer errors, better data accuracy, which is, let's face it, pretty crucial in a field like therapy.
Absolutely. And that feeds into another big thing they're pushing, streamlined documentation. They're promising a world where therapists can say goodbye to all that paperwork. And hello to comprehensive, easily accessible patient records. It sounds like a dream.
It does. The white paper makes a really strong case for how much smoother things could be. But I've got to admit, I always get a little bit wary when I hear buzzwords like cloud-based or, you know, advanced analytics. Every tech company seems to be throwing those around these days.
Mm.
So what makes Via Cura different, really?
You're right to be cautious. The real test is whether these features actually translate into real-world benefits for therapists, right? And from what I'm seeing, Via Cura's approach does seem, dare I say, refreshing. For example, their focus on these episode-driven timelines built from the plan of care forward, that suggests a more integrated and proactive approach to documentation, which could be, well, a game changer for care coordination.
Okay, so it's not just about having a laundry list of features. It's about how they work together to actually make things better for everyone, improve workflows, and ultimately, better outcomes for patients.
Exactly. It's about a system that's designed with therapists and patients in mind from the ground up.
Well, they definitely piqued our interest. But talk is cheap, right?
Yeah.
We need to see the receipts. That's where this case study in the white paper comes in.
Let's dive in, shall we? Let's see if it lives up to the hype.
So this case study, it focuses on a multi-site therapy provider who is struggling with, you guessed it, documentation bottlenecks and communication breakdowns. Their old system was holding them back, so they decided to take a chance on Via Cura.
A classic example of the kind of situation Via Cura is trying to address: multiple locations, probably a large staff, all the complexities of managing patient care at scale.
And get this. They're claiming their therapists were able to cut their documentation time by half, 50%, after switching to Via Cura.
Wow, now that's the kind of number that would make any therapist pay attention, wouldn't it? 50% less time on documentation, that's huge. That could mean so much more time for patient care, professional development, maybe even just reducing the risk of burnout. It's significant.
Absolutely. And it wasn't just about the numbers either. The case study also mentioned how the software just... it worked with their existing workflow, which led to smoother communication, better collaboration among the team.
That's essential. Technology should complement human interaction, not hinder it. And it seems like ViaCura gets that.
They even raved about ViaCura's customer support, said they were super responsive and really went the extra mile to help them troubleshoot any issues.
That's always a good sign, especially with a big software implementation like this. It suggests that ViaCura isn't just in it for the quick sale. They're invested in their client's success in the long run.
So far, so good. But before we go crowning them the kings of therapy software, it's probably wise to remember this is just one case study.
You're absolutely right. It's compelling, sure. But we need more data points before we can definitively say if this is typical or just an outlier.
The white paper also includes a testimonial from a director of therapy services at another practice that adopted ViaCura.
Testimonials, they can be a bit tricky, can't they? They tend to skew positive, but they can still offer valuable glimpses into the real-world experiences of the people actually using the software.
And this one is interesting because it addresses a major concern a lot of providers have when considering a switch: disruption to their workflow. This director said their company didn't miss a beat during the transition, which I thought was pretty impressive.
That's a powerful statement. Switching systems, it can be a real headache, especially in healthcare, where everyone is already stretched so thin. If ViaCura can make that process smooth and relatively painless, well, that's a major selling point for sure.
Right, but what about the bigger picture? The white paper doesn't just stop at the here and now. It goes all in on the future of therapy software.
Hold on to your hats. We're talking AI-powered tools, personalized care plans, seamless telehealth integration.
But is it really the future of therapy or just a bunch of buzzwords to impress investors? I mean, is this level of tech integration even realistic?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's exciting stuff, but is this actually going to happen or is it all just smoke and mirrors?
It's probably a little bit of both, if we're being honest. The technology, it's advancing at an incredible pace, and there's massive potential for AI to revolutionize healthcare. And therapy, well, that's right in the sweet spot. Imagine AI helping therapists with things like documentation, data analysis, freeing them up to actually, you know, spend more time with their patients.
Giving them the tools to be more efficient, more effective, more human even.
Exactly. And then you've got the whole personalized care plan thing. AI sifting through mountains of data, spotting patterns, predicting needs, it could lead to much more targeted and ultimately successful interventions.
That's pretty powerful stuff, but it also feels a little, I don't know, big brother-ish. Where's the line when it comes to data privacy and all of that?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
So it's not just about inventing the future. It's about building it responsibly.
Absolutely.
It sounds like we're standing on the edge of something really exciting.
The decisions we make now about how we develop and use this technology, they're going to have a huge impact down the line.
It's a lot to wrap our heads around, that's for sure. But before we get too lost in the future, let's come back to ViaCura for a moment. The white paper also digs into some of their more, well, practical features. Things like customization, security, scalability, that kind of thing.
And those are not insignificant, especially for larger providers or those with, you know, very specific needs. Being able to tailor the software to your workflow, integrate it with your existing systems, trusting that it's secure, reliable, those are all critical factors for a smooth transition.
And they really seem to be pushing their customer support, which honestly is always a good sign in my book.
It is responsive, reliable support. It can make or break the experience, especially in those early days when you're getting set up and everyone's finding their feet. It seems like ViaCura understands that. They're not just selling software. They're building relationships, being a true partner to their clients.
So we've really dug into this ViaCura white paper. What's the final verdict? Is this the revolution therapy's been waiting for?
Based on everything we've seen, I'd say ViaCura is definitely a company worth keeping an eye on. They're tackling real problems, offering new solutions, thinking ahead about the future of care. They're not perfect. No one is. But all in all, they seem to be heading in the right direction.
It sounds like you're saying ViaCura could be a real game changer, but it's not a magic bullet.
Exactly. It's a tool. And like any tool, its effectiveness depends on the person wielding it.
So as you continue to explore the world of therapy software, ViaCura made some strong claims in their white paper. The case studies we examined and the feedback from customers seemed to back up those claims. So do you feel someone considering a switch would be well served by taking a closer look?
Oh, absolutely. What we've discovered here is that ViaCura's white paper seems accurate to what they're delivering. If you're asking if it's worth investing some time to take a closer look, yes, I would gladly take a few minutes to see if this software lives up to the claims of their white paper. All in all, it seems legit.
Okay then, it sounds like ViaCura is emerging as a solid option.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a wrap. Thanks for joining us on the TLDR podcast for long-term care. Catch you next time.